So, Johnny, first off, just to get us kicked off, we're going to go further into, of course, USP. We're going to go into some other topics, but I just want to start off by getting more into like real estate in general. Like, where did real estate and your journey with real estate, where'd all that begin?
Okay, first of all, thank you for having me here and joining us out. So real estate started as my, you know, my family business. My family started as a real estate developer back in China. And then I always loved real estate. So I started with the family, helping them building their real estate empire back in China. And when we moved to the U.S., we started building my own real estate, a company here, primarily since 2012. So it's always been, you know, family blood.
Mm. Ah, so sometimes people run from the family business. I ran from the family business. Probably some other people in here that run from the family business. What kept you in the game? Like, how'd you know it was going to be your thing?
Okay, so I just like how you can build something that will last longer than you do. Mm-hmm. So if I build something nice, like I'm actually more into luxury real estate. Mm-hmm. My family is all more in traditional, like long-term real estate, commercial real estate. I'm more in the luxury real estate. So it's all those are in real estate. I'm in a different sector of the real estate. Mm-hmm. But I like build something that's nice, that will last longer, people appreciate it. I like that feeling of achievements, being something nice, people love, enjoy. And then, of course, there's more money there, too.
No one in this room likes money, right? Yeah, I can tell. Nobody likes money around here. So the idea and this concept of Web3 and this coming to the forefront, and then just for people that don't know my background, so, I mean, I was in finance for almost 14 years, so, you know, I can tell you my Bitcoin story. Like when I learned about Bitcoin, I was on a trading desk, and around that time, the Iraqi dinar was also being traded. There you go. So I remember like thinking and kind of melding these two. So the real finance geeks in here may remember this time period, but I didn't know. I didn't understand, and because of that, it took me a long time to come around to really get the thesis and to really fall in love with a lot of that side of finance and even just the potential. Like, where did that, like, when did you see that connection? Did you get it immediately, or like, what was your buildup?
My journey is similar to yours. I first heard about it from a friend of mine, told me to invest in Bitcoin. That was in 2012. I told him, like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, did you think he was like, oh, that's a great idea?
He's like, no, I think it was a scam, right? And then I didn't really invest in it, but then I've been watching because these things mentioned.
So that means you're a prudent investor, I understand, in the beginning.
Right. So I've been watching how Bitcoin evolved, right? And then I didn't get into it until, I think, end of 2021. That's when I see, okay, the adoption is really there. And now, like, the blockchain technology now is proven to be useful. So I think that can actually benefit real estate. So that's why I started looking into how can I use the blockchain technology, not the Bitcoin, but the technology itself to make real estate better. Mm-hmm. So that's why I decided to do that. And then I was actually, initially, I was looking for other projects doing the same thing. It's like, hey, is there any project they did this, like use blockchain to make real estate investment like easier and better? And I couldn't find anyone to do this correctly. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, if nobody's doing it, maybe there's good opportunity there to make money. So I did it myself.
Any entrepreneurs in here? Oh, when you try to solve your own problem, sometimes it works very well. Sometimes there's a lot of pain in that, right? Yeah. So now you have this idea. You have this idea. You can't find somebody else or some area to do what you want to do. What's your next step? Like, how does that unfold? Take us on that journey.
So the main reason I couldn't find anyone that would do it correctly because a lot of people doing the tokenization did not do this in a compliance way. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people issue the tokens that aren't really in compliance with existing security laws. That means that there could be a backfire from, you know, going after SEC, as we all know what happened to CZ and Binance, right? So I want to do this in a legitimate way that's in compliance with existing laws. So I couldn't find an employer who does that. It's because of the smart contract they have. It does not, you know, allow you to, you know, verify the senders and the recipients. They have to make sure they're all KYC. They can't do that with the ERC-20 standard. So a lot of the technology back then was available, but nobody's using them to do that correctly. So I basically said, look, I'm going to do it correctly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it for myself. Then I can offer this same, you know, process and then to everybody else as a service, as a software. Mm-hmm. So now I can actually help other developers, real estate owners to tokenize their assets, make sure it's in compliance way.
That word tokenizing, let's start basic. What does that mean to tokenize an asset?
So tokenizing is basically, is a different form, right? So if you bought a stock and then, they're gonna give it to you, they're gonna give you stock certificates, right? To prove your ownership, right? So tokenizing means instead of giving you paper certificates, you get a digital token that lives on the blockchain. So it's on public ledger, so it's never gonna go away. You can alter the data, it's always gonna be there. So it's more transparent, it's more secure. Right now, the most important is now to have a token, you can now trade it peer to peer on the blockchain to anybody wants. And you can't really do that with a stock certificates in a paper form. Right.
Yeah.
So that's how I would explain it.
And what does that mean for liquidity? Like, what does that mean for liquidity?
So it gives the liquidity you never had before, right? If you have a stock certificates, like say you bought a company and a private company give you a stock certificates, you can't really sell them. Right? You can't really trade the paper stock certificates, and then people can't authenticate that stock certificates. Maybe it's fake, people don't believe in it, right?
Yeah.
But if it's on blockchain, now people can verify that easily on blockchain. And they can easily trade it peer to peer. So it gives you better liquidity. Okay. It just basically has the whole, I guess, after investment experience in now trading. You know, like gifts to anyone you want, and you can't do that before. Right? So that's, for example, for if you have a stock, now, say you bought Apple stock. Or you bought any REITs, then you really actually don't own the stock, right? You have a account with a brokerage. The brokerage is the one that actually has possession of the stock. They're the one holds the possession of the stock. They're the one custodian this, right? So you can't really give that stock to anybody else. You can't give the stock to your relative in other countries or wherever. You can't. The only option you have is to sell the stock and then get cash, withdraw the cash, and then give to someone what you want, right? But now, imagine that stock become a token. And it's on blockchain. So you can actually now withdraw the stock into your own wallets on blockchain. I can give them one once, 24/7.
And so relating that to real estate, like if somebody, like that same thought process of liquidity, but now tokenizing the real estate, how does that apply?
So there's always tokenized real estate. People do that with NFT, they tokenize the entire title of the property. I do that with a fractional. So think about like a real estate, like a REITs, right? Real estate investment trust, where when you tokenize that, so you basically, instead of getting a share in paper form, you get a share in the digital token form. It's the same ownership, fractional ownership you're getting when you invest in a REITs, but now you can actually, now you have ability to self-custodian your own assets. You can now give to anyone you want 24/7 on blockchain. Mm-hmm. Just make the traditional investment experience better.
So let's go further into the platform that you're creating and what that looks like, and even the marketplace. So now that we've kind of built out what tokenizing means, we built out, you know, some idea or some use cases for why you'd want to just tokenize an asset just in general. So now going to your marketplace and what you're creating. Let's go further there.
So the marketplace is basically where any real estate sponsor developer can come here and then use my platform to tokenize their own properties. They can do that, like self-serving themselves, do that on the platforms, tokenizing it, name their ticker, they can choose what their ticker or the token is, and they can upload it blockchain. We use Ethereum to be on Ethereum. Then once it uploaded, they'll actually use our KYC database. And then they can start issuing the token to their investors. The investor can now trade it. Actually, once they bought it, you now trade it peer-to-peer. As long as the investor is putting out a KYC database. Because we do that because we want to make sure it's the same compliance. And then they can also offer the properties on the private markets to sell those tokens to our investor, our marketplace, so they can raise money on the private markets. Mm.
What does that do for raising money? Like in terms of like accessibility, whether it's to the, you know, the developer that wants to get to the money or the investor that wants to get to the developer?
Right. So this is basically similar to like a real estate crowdfunding platform. You haven't heard about it? Cadre, CrowdStreet, all these kind of players. It's similar to that, except we are different because we're making it tokenized now. So say if you want to invest in private real estate, now the commercial real estate really costs you millions of dollars, right? And you can't really just go and buy yourself unless you're really wealthy. If you were just like a credit investor, you have like a $2,000-$3,000 laying around, you want to invest, you really can't do anything with it. So people like that will go to crowdfunding platforms, but will find, they'll go browse properties. There's a lot of investment to you. It could be development, it could be value add, it could be a stabilized property. You can choose your strategies. The minimum investment typically is $25,000 or more. So you can actually place money in different properties and just invest. And then it's literally the same as the other one, except when you invest in traditional rental crowdfunding platforms, you really can't sell your shares. So the holding period is normally 5 years or longer.
Yeah.
And with crypto, everything's become so popular right now. Who wants to have money locked up for 5 years? Nobody wants to, right? I personally invested in Blackstone. My money's locked up for 10 years. I hate it. I couldn't sell it right now. I was not trying to sell it today. I couldn't sell it. So nobody wants to buy it. That's the problem. It's like on the private market, there's no liquidity at all. There's no one want to buy your LP interest in those deals. So now if you tokenize it and you have a marketplace, you can allow people to trade those tokens. Mm-hmm. And then now you have a liquidity that you never had before.
Yeah.
And now, so people, most importantly is, if a credit investor, you bought those shares, after you hold for 12 months, you can actually sell them to uncredit investor.
Mm.
People don't know about that,
yeah.
But you can actually do that. So most crowdfunding platforms only available to credit investors. So if you are not, if net worth is not over $1 million, you're not eligible to invest in those real estate. So how do you get in? You can't get in. But with tokenized real estate now, you actually go ahead and go into the marketplace, technical marketplace, to buy those tokens that represent the ownership of those real estates. But you're qualified to buy because after 4 months, it's unlocked to sell to uncredited investors. So it gives the credit investor who invests in private market an option to sell in the second market. Maybe you make more money in the short term, and give the uncredited investor opportunity to invest in the real estate that was never available to before.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's tokenized, so it's not only the U.S. investor invest, it's the global investor. You can be in Africa, you can still become a professional landlord in the U.S. property that where it was never available before.
Mm-hmm. What's been the response that you've received from this, for whether it's from the developers, the institutions, or the investors? Like, what kind of response have you gotten towards this?
So the biggest hurdle is still liquidity, right? And everybody thinks it's a good idea. We loved it. People was like, okay, well, how do I know I can sell this afterwards, right? The liquidity is a big problem. And another problem is the regulations. SEC still haven't had a clear regulation about tokenization, but I've talked to a lot of people who know SEC because they don't plan to, because they don't think they need it. Because they think their security laws that was passed some time ago, it's enough to regulate whatever is there. So based on the Howey test, 99.9% of the crypto project others is illegal.
Yeah.
So I don't think SEC was on a lot of pressure to regulate anything that's like this. So we did our platform in a compliance way with the existing laws.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the institution actually starts adapting this tokenization with existing security law. They're not like, oh yeah, let's wait for their updated regulation. They're not doing that anymore. Blackstone, BlackRock, and JP Morgan both started their own tokenization process. They did it on their money market fund, so they didn't do it on real estate yet. But I think this tokenization really benefited real estate and private equity the most, because they never had liquidity before. A money market fund is already liquid.
Yeah.
Right. So
that makes a lot of sense. And as these bigger players get involved, then the other investors, the masses, other things like that, it seems like the market would open up for more people that want to invest in it. Am I off on that, do you think?
It makes sense, right? So if you ask people who invest in crypto, you probably have like less than 5% of American people invest in crypto, right? If you ask people who want to invest in real estate, you probably have over 90% of people say, hey, you want to invest in real estate.
For sure.
Right? It's more tangible, it's safer, right? It's not as volatile, right? People just, like I said before, it's like they've been shut out of the real estate market. They can't afford to buy a house, it's too expensive, the mortgage rate is too high, and their commercial real estate is even higher, like barrier to entry, right? This can't get in, and then the private real estate crowdfunding platform is like only available to private investors. So I think this is really going to change the game, allow the average Joe to get in and to be a part of the real estate ownership to build their wealth. I mean, real estate, in my opinion, is the best tool to build wealth because it's more stable. is tends to preach over long term. It's more certain, right? The certainty is more important to me than the profit, right? Because everything else is stocks, crypto, yeah, you can make a lot of money, right? You can lose a lot of money, right? But real estate is more certain. So this is, in my opinion, the best tool to build wealth. I think these tokenizations may help a lot of, you know, the average people just start like getting real estate ownership gain to start building their wealth.
So Johnny, final question on my end, your vision for the platform going forward. We're many entrepreneurs in the room. Let's dream for a moment. Where do you see this thing going? Give me the vision.
Okay, so.
Yeah, the big vision. Come on. I want you on camera with the big vision.
So the big vision is like, if I could, I want to make USP the house brand for tokenization that tokenizes as much properties in the US as possible and have the whole global investor and using USP to get into real estate game, to build their wealth, to change their life. That's kind of like on our label.